got to keep our voices down this afternoon because we've got a baby in the studio. Little Louis Legend Heath is 4 months old and he's fast asleep, looking so cute in his pram. And next to him, his mother, Carly Herriot. You had no idea, did you, during your pregnancy?
No, not
that
at all.
Louis was ill with this syndrome?
No, not at all. Well, at the 20-week scan, they did show up that he had, they couldn't see his full profile, but then it was sort of ticked off, and then so we were aware of something at the 20-week scan,
right.
But the following day we went back in and then it was ticked off, so it was never thought of again.
So when was Louis diagnosed with Treacher-Collins syndrome?
At birth, the night of his birth, they came back to us and said they suspected he had Treacher-Collins syndrome by the way he looked. That was all after the absolute nightmare, I think, of it all happening all at once. The midwife just one of the midwives were called in, she'd said, oh, there's something wrong with his face is a bit funny, they were her words. And as you can imagine, that's obviously the worst thing I think that you'd ever want to hear when you've just given birth to your baby.
Of course, well, you're so vulnerable at that moment.
Yeah.
Anyway, and as you say, you don't want to hear there's anything wrong at all. That's the last thing. That news must have hit you like a ton of bricks.
It really did. I was sort of kneeling up and facing his dad, and it was one of those just most amazing moments. The second he was born, and he did cry out, and then that literally just was taken away from us so suddenly. So it was sort of right up there with one of the best moments, and then to come crashing down like that when we realised something was wrong. And I saw it in Luke's face, that's Louis's dad. His face just dropped, and I just went, what's wrong? And he couldn't say. And then that's when they'd called the alarm bell, and another midwife came running in, and that's when she said those words that I'll never forget.
At that point then, was Louis rushed away from you, or?
Yeah, it all happened so quick. So after she'd said those words, they'd sort of cut him from the placenta and bundled him up in a blanket. And as they were saying, there's something wrong with his face, do you want to see him? He stopped breathing anyway, so they had to run off with him to the Trevor Mann unit in Brighton Hospital to resuscitate him. And he did need to be resuscitated with the two finger thrust. And when you're not expecting anything wrong. And
no.
I'd had a scan at 37 weeks as well, which, because they thought he was breech.
Right.
So they were actually scanning his head, and nothing had come up at that point. So
you had no idea.
Had no
and as
idea.
You say, you know, you go through your pregnancy, and if nothing's flagged up, you think, oh, okay, you know, it'll all be okay, and then to find out that it's not. You can hear that alarm going off. Is that
that's
something
his milk
to do
finishing.
With?
So he has his milk through a nasogastric tube. At the moment, he has it in over 30 minutes. Sometimes children with tracheostomies and nasogastric feeding tubes are prone to reflux, so sometimes he has to have it in over a longer period of time, so
he's
not bringing it straight back up again. But yeah, it bleeps when it's done. He's luckily asleep at the moment. Sometimes when he's awake, he's thrashing around, and it's really difficult to keep the tube in his stuck on his face.
I mean, all babies at that age, you know, take a lot of care, a lot of hard work. But it looks like Louis really is extremely dependent on you.
On top of all the normal baby bits, which are all new for me, being my first. It's the nasogastric feeding tube and everything that involves, and the tracheostomy, which is obviously a major thing. That's what is the main reason for his 24-hour care, because if the tracheostomy came out of the stoma hole in his neck, he would he cannot breathe without that. So it's an instant thing. And to help hold that in, obviously before we had Louis, I'd never heard of a child having a tracheostomy before, so it's all so much to take in, and it involves having...
Just explain to us what the tracheostomy is.
Basically they make a stoma hole in a operation in his neck for him to breathe straight into the trachea, and then you get a tracheostomy tube which goes straight into the hole. That can't be surgically fixed because it requires a monthly change, or in an emergency if it's blocked, it needs an instant change, which we have to carry around an emergency tracheostomy box with us everywhere we go.
Wow, but prior to this, you had no medical training. I mean, how have you learnt how to do all of this stuff?
No, well, I am a veterinary nurse myself, so it possibly would have helped it slightly, but it's totally different when it's your own son.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot to take in, and even placing the nasogastric feeding tube, I really hate doing it, but I've had to do it a couple of times.
Has it ever fallen out then?
He rips it out all the time. The second his hand's out, that is also 24-hour care, because he's trying to pull it out all the time.
That's it's what uncomfortable babies do, for him, isn't
yeah.
it?
And now he's a bit older, he just wants to play and use his hands, but unless we're right over him, stopping him from pulling it, then he's straight there to pull it.
Gosh. So how do you manage that 24-hour care? I mean, when do you get rest?
With difficulty. my mum, since we've actually had him home, she's had lots of time off work to help me, because ideally it is a two-man job to look after him. But we have carer help throughout the nights. We don't get every night, and ideally we would have every night, because once I've done a night shift, it's really difficult to get through the following day.
I bet.
Because even if Louis sleeps all night, I don't, because of the feeding tube.
But you've got to watch him all
everything.
The time.
Yeah. And the suctioning with the tracheostomy, it requires constant suctioning, whereas you or I would cough if we had a cough, and secretions we'd swallow and we don't even know we're doing it. Louis can't get rid of those himself, so he requires constant suctioning. If he's got a cold, it can be a couple of times in 5 minutes, or it can be sort of a couple of times in an hour. It's really variable.
Wow. I can't even imagine how hard all this must have been for you and Luke.
Oh, it was really, really difficult. We were in a bit of a dark place at the beginning. It was such a shock. I just felt like a zombie for the first few days.
Yeah.
We've come a long way since the beginning. We were just in such shock. It's quite a cruel syndrome that affects the development of the bones and tissue of the face. It affects the ears, so Louis hasn't got fully developed ears, and he hasn't got a middle ear, so no ear canal. That's what the part that usually would create the vibration that's sent into the middle ear, the cochlea, that you can hear sound. So Louis has all the inner parts, but he has to wear a headband on his head with a bone anchored hearing aid on it. It's also called a Baha, that creates the vibration which is sent to the inner ear, so he is able to hear with
that. He is.
So that was a godsend. That was amazing when the audiologist put that on for the first time. It made me cry.
Gosh, could you
wasn't
see
expecting
him? Could
that
you see
all.
Him react?
Yeah, he was wriggling around, and then he must have been about 8 weeks, and only have heard muffledness up until that point, and then they'd done the ear tests to work out that he did have the inner parts there, so they put the hearing the Baha band on, and he was wriggling around, and he stopped moving and looked at me, and I just
Aww.
Went, Louis, can you hear mummy? And he just stopped and like had a massive smile on his face.
You're making me go. What a beautiful moment. Amazing.
It was one of those moments that I wish I'd caught it on camera, but wasn't expecting that moment,
no.
to be honest.
Very special.
I mean, Treacher-Collins syndrome varies massively in the severity of it. Louis has unfortunately got quite a severe case. His jaw is so set back that's why he's had to have the tracheostomy. It's purely a structural problem. He also has very small cheekbones, and the sockets of the eye bone, they haven't developed properly. His eyesight's absolutely fine, but because of the underdeveloped eye sockets, they are drooping slightly, which you'd be able to see is quite characteristic of the syndrome. But he's a lovely boy. He doesn't have a clue at the moment. He's just a smiley, lovely
baby. Are they able to tell you what will happen in the future?
We've been told a lot of vagueness, really. I don't think any doctor or anybody wants to say a certain thing, because a lot of it's got to do with how he'll develop as an individual. They're all so different. Sometimes when they're around two, they talk about doing a jaw distraction operation. I think that involves, as far as I know, using some rib to put into his jaw, and then twisting it so it stretches each day.
Okay.
Can be quite painful, so he's got a lot ahead of him.
Yeah. I suppose medicine, though, is advancing all the time, isn't it? So I suppose you just don't know what they'll be able to do. Do they know what causes Treacher-Collins syndrome?
There's, from all the reading, 60% of cases are genetic. If Louis was to go on to have children, he'd have a 50% chance of his child having it. In our case, another 40% of people with Treacher-Collins syndrome is just a random genetic mutation, which could potentially happen to anybody.
Gosh. I think he's waking up. I just saw him open his eyes.
Bless him.
Oh, he's gone back to sleep again now.
He's fidgeting. He's always on the go. The second he wakes up, he's kicking his little legs and in the air and that.
Oh, look, he has as well, hasn't he? He's gone back to sleep now.
Got his milk, it's all in his belly, just appears there, so he doesn't have to wake up for it. We are trialling some milk on a bottle. Part of the syndrome, he has a cleft palate, so it makes it impossible for him to suck. And we've trialled 10 millilitres of milk in a bottle into his mouth, so he can learn the sucking movement, which moves into a swallow. They're not entirely sure what's going on in there and what his anatomy's like, but he can swallow a very tiny amount. At the moment, on a good day, he's doing about 5 millilitres. Sounds like nothing to anybody with a normal baby, that I'm
but
happy
for him,
with that.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
You mentioned his cleft palate. I was reading that doctors at the Great Ormond Street Hospital in London are unable to operate on it, and so you're going to hopefully go to the States for that.
Yeah, that's at the moment we're waiting for our second opinion over here, and depending how that goes,
right.
I think we're wanting to do whatever it takes to get him sorted. We have got a connection through a family member with a Treacher-Collins specialist in America who has been in touch, so we're hoping to.
But I guess that's going to cost money.
Yeah, so why we've began fundraising for him. Yeah, as well as the shortfall of carers and things, and his extra, he needs another hearing aid.
How can people find out more about that?
We've got a GoFundMe fundraising page, and it's called The Making of Louis Legend. And at the moment, we've had such a good response from family and friends. It's been absolutely overwhelming.
I love the name, Louis Legend. It had to be Legend. Those early days, when anyone has a baby, you know, those early days can be really tough. Obviously, much tougher when you're trying to come to the terms with the fact that your child has an illness. I know you've spoken about how difficult it was to bond in those early days. Completely understandable.
Yeah. I think because partly you're mourning the child that you're expecting,
accepting
everything.
When you're pregnant, you can't help but you kind of envisage in your mind's eye what your baby is going to be like and what you're going to do, and so
you build a picture up.
Of course you do. So it is a form of grief for the child that you thought you were going to have.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so up and down all the time. Still, it is still early days.
Of course.
That it's obviously I get the days where I'm sort of thinking, why me? Why? So unfair, and to look at Louis and what he's going through, it's really unfair on him, and it is really upsetting. And to be out and about and all you see is new babies and people you know with new babies they've just had, and it is really difficult. Obviously when people out and about do stare at him, it's difficult. Thanks. It doesn't get easier, because obviously that now I'm completely bonded with him. Like,
I imagine you feel extremely protective.
Yeah.
You know, so when people do look, I imagine there's part of you that kind of wants to shout back at them
in
the street, you know?
I don't see anything when I look at him now.
Not.
He's just
my little
Louis Legend, yeah.
Absolutely.
And he's got such a beautiful smile. He really is adorable that I'm almost thinking, why are you looking at him? He's normal.